Let's take a look now at certain farming practices and the environmental costs. The agriculture economy puts out nearly a third of the world's greenhouse gas emissions, much of it caused by large-scale farming of corn and wheat. But one family in Southern California is trying to grow corn and other crops with a much smaller footprint. And as Aaron Stone of member station KPCC reports, it also helps family members connect to their roots.
Rio, Luna, you ready?
Yes, I'm
It's a crisp winter morning, and I'm standing outside the farmhouse of L.A. chef Molly Engelhart and her husband and business partner, Elias Sosa. Their kids, Luna and Rio, are excited to show me around the farm. But first, they want breakfast.
Mom, what about my toast?
We'll have toast when you get back. You just had churros. You're not going to...
The 18-acre farm sits in a beautiful valley beside a creek in rural Ventura County. We walk behind the house where there's a blue tarp covered in corn. The kernels glisten like jewels in the sunlight, gold and red and purple.
So this is the Oaxacan green corn, all clean and ready to be made into tamales.
Sosa's family grew this kind of corn in Oaxaca in Mexico, growing it as a way to honor the family's roots. They use the corn for tamales for their four vegan restaurants in L.A. called Sage. Engelhart started the restaurants. The couple met when Sosa started working there. They bonded over their shared love of growing food.
I was pretty much a dishwasher, and I married my boss.
But how they grow that food is also a way for them to fight the climate crisis, like readying the earth for growing.
We don't till ever. We call it lasagna farming. We just add more organic matter on top, and we don't till the ground at all.
A crop like corn takes a lot of nutrients out of the soil. Adding that organic matter helps to replenish the soil's microbes.
We leave the corn stalks down and we chop them up. We run sheep over them to chew them up a little bit, break them down a little bit. And we also then plant fava beans in the winter season as a cover crop.
These strategies are known as regenerative agriculture, and Engelhart and Sosa are part of a growing movement to get farms to capture more carbon than they emit. This is not how most of our food is grown. Practices like clearing land for monocrops and using chemical fertilizers destroy the soil, which is one of nature's greatest carbon sinks. Crops themselves can also pull carbon out of the air, similar to a forest. So how we farm can serve as a solution to the climate crisis.
We need to reinforce and re-incentivize farmers to go back to building soils. That's for everybody's future.
Tim LaSalle is the co-founder of the Center for Regenerative Agriculture and Resilient Systems at California State University, Chico. LaSalle has led some of the most in-depth research on the effectiveness of strategies like not tilling and using cover crops all year to draw down carbon. And the results have been promising. But he says better policy is needed to get more farmers on board.
When we regeneratively build soil, we're capturing carbon in masses perhaps a magnitude higher than what general science says.
At Engelhart and Sosa's farm, there are at least 9 different cover crops in the fields year-round. We walk past comfrey growing next to Mexican limes, blueberries beside coffee, spinach, tomatoes, basil, broccoli. There are also animals, pigs, sheep, and goats. I'm introduced to 2 cows, Ferdinand and Hilda. The food scraps from the restaurants are brought back to the farm and mixed with the cow's poop for fertilizer. That keeps food out of the landfill and the planet-heating methane that's produced by that decomposing food out of the atmosphere.
That avocado skin that you didn't eat or that avocado pit came back to the farm, got mixed with Ferdinand's poop right here, and then it turned into soil, which then grew you an orange or a lemon or a lime that you ate with your taco or had in your cocktail at the restaurant.
In Oaxaca, Sosa's family grew corn, papayas, squash. Creating healthy soil with their cow's manure was common practice.
I did not even know that I'm pulling carbon from the atmosphere put on the ground. I didn't know that. I'm just building soil because that's how I know that that's how it works.
Indigenous people across the world have used regenerative practices for thousands of years. Science is now proving its potential as a climate solution. The Rodale Institute says that, if used globally, regenerative practices could lower more than 100% of current annual CO2 emissions. And a range of farmers, policymakers, and environmentalists are pushing for it to be implemented at a broader scale through state and federal policies.
We need to have an economy that leaves as much for the future as it takes for now. And that is the possibility of regeneration.
Letting nothing go to waste, absorbing carbon, and making lots of tamales sounds like a win all around. For Here and Now, I'm Erin Stone.